9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kind of bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny. Welcome back, everybody, to another week of Sorta Kinda Funny. This is James. I'm your brother here at the Not So Family Friendly Family Podcast.
And I'm Lauren. I'm the sister over here at our family function, the dysfunctional family reunion. Welcome to this episode, not sure what the number is, but this is our Easter week. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Merry Easters. James, do you like Easter?
Easter's not really a part of my life. I feel like if you have kids or you're religious, it's a pretty big holiday.
Sure.
Me not being really either one or having kids, I don't think it's really that big part of my life. So I'm not like setting up eggs for my roommates, and I'm not like
I wish you, you know, were.
I mean? Yeah, I kind of wish I was too, but I'm not like setting up. Can you imagine though? That's kind of fun if your roommate, like, you wake up and you go outside and then there's all of a sudden a basket.
There's eggs.
And there's just you like should do a this. Note that's like, there's eggs hidden around the house. Yeah, but I live with adult men and we wake up at ridiculously different times. Like, one of them's up until 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning. One of them wakes up at 5 in the morning. One of them wakes.
They see you doing it.
Some of them go to bed really, really early. Some wake up. Yeah. So, like, basically what I'm saying is one person would end up with all the eggs, whether that's because they never went to bed or because they wake up 6 hours before everybody else.
But then they're the winner in some regards. It's like, eh.
Or I'm like, you did it. Jesus, shit eggs for you. And they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, I don't know. Something about a bunny and some magic dude. And they're like, what? Here's a cross. Imagine. I don't know. Oh, my God. Can we talk about this for a second? Some of my favorite things in the world is when the realm of Christianity crosses over with the realm of, I don't know what we'll call it, paganism, I guess. And I assume it was probably similar, like, early on with Christmas, when Christmas first started to become, like, in December, as opposed to, like, whenever they first celebrated Christ's birth or whatever. But, like, the big thing, like, what do you think of when you think of Easter, Lauren? Everyone, tell me what you're...
Jesus.
Yeah, no.
He rose.
What is the first thing that most people think of as far as, like, with kids and stuff, I should say? Sorry, I should... The first thing Lauren thinks of is Jesus.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm sorry.
Well,
most people, I would say, think of Easter eggs and bunnies and chocolate and stuff like that. Most
spring
people.
Spring equinox.
Yeah. And
sorry,
so
we're in America, and it is very... We grew up with religious Easter, so that is my brain goes there. I don't.
Yeah, I should have
celebrate it like that. Yeah, you didn't preface that. Lauren didn't fail the test. The test was written wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, but the first thing you think of is like
Easter
eggs,
and
like
colorful baskets.
Stuff, right? So my favorite thing is when Christians are like, "Well, we don't want to celebrate like a bunny and chocolate or whatever. Maybe they do. I don't really know what the point of this is, but." They kind of combine the two, and it's like a chocolate cross.
Yes, they sell those at Walmart.
I know. I'm like,
let's eat the device that he died on.
It's a bit weird.
Is that not weird?
Can we all just agree that that's a bit strange? That is one of my favorite things. Like, you're walking through, and it's like, oh, you know, like, paint your eggs, paint your crosses. Like, they have like tie dye.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? It's kind of weird to be like, oh, here's some chocolate.
I don't think kind of. I think it's odd.
Eat it. And they're like, that's Christ. Which I guess if you're like Catholic and you're eating, like, I know some religions believe that when you eat like the mass, like when you take mass.
The wafer.
Yeah, it literally becomes his body, where some don't believe that. And some, like, it depends. So I guess it's not that strange if you're Catholic, but.
Sure. Eat the murder weapon. That's weird though. That's a weird version of Clue. We're playing
here
a weird game.
Is it. It was Jesus on Golgotha.
On the cross.
On the cross by the Romans.
On the third day.
On the third day.
First
like,
day.
Got him. Oh, wait. Wrong. Plot twist. He's actually still alive. You're like, son of a bitch. What You're teaching this to children.
We are making light. I remember being a child hearing the Easter story, and it's a lot for a kid. I don't think we talk about it as casually as they should, talking about this person who, you know, if you are Christian, you love the Savior, and you're like, and then you go into explicit details of the graphic things they did to him.
Yeah.
And then make you watch videos. And as a kid, it's very traumatizing. Yeah. I don't think the Easter story should be so heavily. I don't know. It's fine. That's just my thoughts of my growing up.
Yeah. Which we're not saying that you should or should not celebrate Easter in your religious
way. No, absolutely not.
Don't explain to the 3-year-olds the gushing of blood when
graphic.
They ripped him.
That's right.
Over and over.
How much pain.
Yeah.
You can say they hurt him. He was in pain. If this, you know,
for your
story.
Sins, and it's like, oh, okay, like they not understand that. But maybe also don't explain that a 3-year-old that they're sick.
In graphic, explicit details.
Yeah.
And make them watch videos because I had to do that. The Lamb of God traumatized me.
When you take when you take money from mommy's purse, you just hurt Jesus. Maybe don't say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, happy Easter, guys. We are not being offensive to the Christian community.
No, we're just going to say what we're going to say. But I will say, though, that is one of my favorite tropes is let's make it Christian no matter what it is. And then it's funny because the people that are making those, I'm 90% sure aren't Christians. It's just like, where you go, well, how do we play to this demographic? Like, how do we?
Absolutely.
Right. And so it's like, well,
yeah,
super religious Christians won't buy Easter eggs. Like, I'm not saying a lot of them won't, but some won't. Some are like, this is not part of like Easter.
I think it's not the eggs. It's the bunny. That's a
sure.
problem. It's more the symbol of like, it's a lie, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but
Jesus isn't a lie. So fine. Give them chocolate
sure.
cross.
Sure.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So,
and that's their version that they will celebrate. Yeah.
I have seen like where you can paint crosses, like instead of eggs.
Oh,
I've seen them.
I've seen the. Oh.
There's the chocolate ones. There's a painted cross. There's
just a hard boiled cross. Put some salt on it.
You buy like, you know, like the things you cook eggs into, like keep them a circle. You like crack your egg and put it into a cross shaped thing.
Oh my God.
Would you like some bacon?
Hold on, 30, you know,
would you like some bacon with your crossed eggs?
Is this offensive, James?
I don't know, but
do you think
here's the thing, though.
I don't know.
I don't care if it is or not because I have literally been in places where
seen
this
it.
Is exactly
yeah.
what they do because they want to make everything about Jesus, and that's fine. So it's not offensive
sure.
because, like, anyone that's listening,
we're saying things.
Yeah, anyone that's listening
real.
To this that's going like, that's kind of crazy. You probably were not hyper Christian, and anyone that's listening to this that was Christian goes, yeah, I've heard people that do this kind of stuff. Like,
let's
100%.
Go to the store, James.
Yeah.
If you go to Walmart, go down the Easter aisle, take a picture.
Here's
We'd love
the
to
thing.
Post it to our story.
Exactly. Lauren and I will get very Christian, very different Christian vibes. I will get like stickers to put in your Book of Mormon, like to represent different stories of the Book of Mormon. Lauren will get like
Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
So
you'll be very religious.
It's different. We're in different parts of the world. I'm in the Bible Belt. James is in Mormon.
We're in probably two of the most religious places you can get in the United States, but in different ways, but in very different ways.
Oh,
similar, but different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You get my link. Did it go through?
Lauren sent me a link, guys, and I opened it up. And guess what? That's right. Pornography.
scrolling. Oh, God. We're going to talk about Easter, and I'm going to say some fun
Just
facts.
Crazy. Like, everything I can't remember what it's called. There's something on the internet that means if it exists, there's a porn of it. And it's like called rule something. Rule 99 or rule what is this called? Hold on. I need to know what it's called. Rule 34. If it exists, there's a porn of it is what rule 34 stands for, right?
Dubby.
Guys, we promised ourselves we were not going to do any advertisements again until it was a product that, one, we believed in, and two, that we want all of our listeners to actually try. Dubby is an energy drink formula that you buy and mix it yourself at your house, and it is going to be a natural form of caffeine. We all know that I'm a very busy person. Lauren's very busy. I work multiple jobs. I have a podcast. Lauren has a podcast. If you're listening to this, you know this. Lauren has 3 kids. We like to caffeinate, but the problem is a lot of times energy drinks leave us all jittery and we feel weird and our brain's all fuzzy. Dubby does not do that.
Dubby is an energy drink to help enhance focus, concentration, and reaction time with no jitters, or crash or bad ingredients. I love knowing what's in my food, knowing what's in my drinks. And with Dubby, they pride itself on 100% full transparency and ingredients disclosure. They have 10 awesome ingredients within this, and they list it all right there on their website.
Guys, this caffeine is derived directly from coffee plants, so we know where we're getting it from. Good energy. I'm not going to have a crazy crash at the end of it.
Absolutely. They have no calories, no sugar, no maltodextrin, no fillers, and no artificial colors.
If you guys want to check out Dubby, go to dubby.gg or Google Dubby, and I'll take you to their website. At checkout, use promo code sorta kinda funny, no spaces, and you get 10% off promo code sorta kinda funny.
I'm going to read Easter facts, okay? You're going to buckle in.
Okay. Number one, in 2024, James closed his butthole to his virginity. Thank you, God, baby girl.
He closed that penis hole shut. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the urine couldn't even escape. Nope.
I'm backed up for months, just like, oh, please. Why are you leaking urine from your skin? I'm like,
They're like, it's one of those weird new cults. It's one of them.
Get virgin. They're like,
no, you can't pee. You're like, no, you're a
pee. I'm like, oh. I'm like, so what you're saying is I created a miracle by not being able to urinate.
Wonder, wonder.
And through God, all things are possible. So write that down. And yet you're telling me that
I am king of all.
You're telling me that I'm not pop star Dua Lipa. What the baby levitating? Get out of here.
I'm going to read some spring facts.
Sir, are you having an absolute meltdown? I'm like, you want me? Right, I want you, baby. My sugar boo. Just not urinating in the background, singing. I'm one of the greatest and not debating it.
They're like, this is Easter, and this man just won't just look at me, get a catheter.
This man won't pee?
Intentionally.
He's telling me he's a virgin through like God, Lent. And then he super glued his dick.
For Lent, instead of like going without alcohol and like social media, you go without pee. I want my body to cleanse itself and to absorb itself. And they're like, that's not possible.
That's not possible. Doesn't Ramadan do something like that too? They also don't like eat or something like that.
They don't eat
during
the whole month.
They don't eat during the day. Uh-oh. And like you can only eat when the sun's down, right?
You know, I couldn't. I'm not gonna confirm it.
I'm pretty sure that's Ramadan. That's Ramadan and then Easter. It's very interesting how many of the big religions have very similar things. Like Judaism also has a time where they also
Passover.
Fast for a while. So anyway, we can
are we getting into spring now? It is interesting. It is.
Bev's Video Kingdom, because the movies won't talk about themselves. So Andy crawls through this river of shit. He comes out, visits a dozen banks, and no one's like, I'm a little concerned about the guy in the suit.
Right.
It smells like shit.
You mean the guy that literally washed himself in a river full of shit and is supposed to suddenly smell good?
Dude, that's completely the mall rat's stink palm, which takes like 3 or 4 days to wash off.
Oh, last time I scratched my ass, it smelled like Bigfoot's dick for a week.
Bev's Video Kingdom. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're now going to talk about Easter and kind of some of the history with it. The naming of the celebration as, quote, Easter seems to go back to the name of a pre-Christian goddess in England, Easter.
Oh, who would have guessed?
Christian. It's so fun. Easter, you know she's fine. Like,
she's
spring.
Fine as hell. She got that dump truck bunny ear. She was that OG. You know that face that, like, people make in anime where they're like,
oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. This one?
I did it one time and you're like,
I don't
like,
know how to
don't.
Do it.
Yeah, it's like,
do it again? Wait, talk and then do it?
You do the
tongue. Oh, wait, say it again?
Is it the tongue?
Do it again?
Do you have to do the tongue, is what I'm saying?
Probably.
It's like,
damn, that's crazy. That's someone something.
It's someone
someone's
something.
Breaking down to that right now. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, she, okay, because I think winter is very like, pale face, dark hair. Spring is like
dude,
caramel skin, very sexy. You know, she's very tan, very dark skin.
No, I'm not. No. That's like summer.
Summer. It's summer. Like spring. No, winter's very pale.
Oh, I
summer's
thought you were
like dark. Fall is like caramel skin, caramel macchiato. Spring is she is beauty. She
blonde?
Is grace. She's got to be. Blonde.
I think what you're wearing right now and your look.
I am spring.
Oh God, the blonde hair
and spring
lines like
flowers,
fake
pastel, fake titties, fake face,
yeah.
Fake eyes. I'm thinking of getting a nose job, so maybe we'll catch
is
up.
Is this
on
real?
That
you actually are.
This is
what
real,
are
but
do?
I don't know. I just want it off. I want to go for that Voldemort
look. Lauren's like, he, the boy who lived. I'm like, what the fuck? She just shows up not telling me to an episode. I'm just freaking out.
You're like, is that a filter? No, it's
no,
not.
No, this is real, baby girl.
Shaved off. Yeah, I'm thinking, I want it.
I'm thinking of spring cleaning.
I have a witch nose.
So I'm going to just chop my nose off.
Clean this. I just want it a little bit more tight. I have witchy and I don't like witchy. James and I both, we've talked about our big noses.
Oh, Lauren thinks I have a big nose.
It doesn't bother me as much. You have said it. It's got a little hump here. I'd like to like take it
in. I don't
in.
Think mine has Very a hump. Mine's slight. Just long.
Mine's more. And someone said, like, I saw a picture of myself once and I'm like, that is a crook witch nose if I ever did see it.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's, and I'm very open about
Welcome
the stuff.
Welcome to body dysmorphia springtime. Welcome to she sort of kind of hates her body.
She's sort of kind of, and also, what was I going to say? I'm very
Gay.
Open about this stuff. I am very bisexual.
Lauren and do be having some experiments.
The place. I'm not experimenting.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's cheating on my husband.
Lauren will text me and be like, this you is the kind of girl that I think is hot. I'm like, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got to get into this. So spring Estra is stunning. The only reference to this goddess comes from the writings of a British monk who lived in the late 7th and early 8th century. This monk wrote that the month of which English Christians were celebrating the resurrection of Jesus had been called Eastern Month in Old English, referring to a goddess named Estra. And even though Christians had begun affirming the Christian meaning of the celebration, they continued to use the name of the goddess to designate the season. So they still kept up with this name that they knew wasn't directly to Christianity. Early America, we're going to get to early America. Mm-hmm. We're going to get on the Mayflower. The Easter festival was far more popular among Catholics than Protestants. For instance, the New England Puritans regarded both Easter and Christmas as too tainted by non-Christian influences to be appropriate to celebrate.
See, but this is what I was saying. This is the extreme Christianity that goes, we don't want to do eggs, but we'll still do crosses because they still want to celebrate.
And Right. They didn't like the heavy drinking and merry making.
But see, like everyone knows, this is like, I won't read Harry Potter because it's witchcraft kind of Christian. You know what I mean? Like it's that next level. It's not, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, there's a level of Christianity.
It reminds me of, I do think it can get to the point where there's something wrong.
Yes. I'm saying the not reading Harry Potter and stuff like that. Like that's fine if that's where you're at, but like,
it's like,
I wouldn't do that. But
it's like Puritan type, like extremism. These were these people. The fortunes of both holidays changed, Easter and Christmas, in the 19th century when they became occasions to be spent with the family. It was done partially out of desire to make the celebration of these holidays less rowdy.
Yeah.
But Easter and Christmas also became reshaped as domestic holidays because understanding of children were changing. They weren't like
giving children beer.
Just seen and not speak. Yeah. They were letting kids like live a life other than like sewing
Jebediah,
by the fire.
Jebediah, come get some of this alcohol, Jebediah.
Papa, I'm not done.
Shut
separating
the fuck up and drink.
Not separating my socks.
Jebediah, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you to teach you a lesson because God loves you. Drink this alcohol. I realize the ways,
but the holy book has not been read.
I swear to God, Jebediah, I swear upon his name, I will beat
the maker himself.
The maker who maketh the wine and the mead will allow me to beat your motherfucking
and I know that's fine. I know when I get to the age, you and I can both beat my wife simultaneously.
Jebediah, if you get past the age of 8 without me killing you, I will be surprised. And that's on God, the girl.
Daddy.
Now,
and I agree wholeheartedly.
And there's new times, Jebediah. New times. And according to new times, we gotta spend time together. So apparently I used to get drunk.
Damn it.
And now I'm supposed to spend time with you. So now I'm gonna get you drunk, Jebediah.
And then we're going to do dipped eye eggs.
And then you're going to shut the fuck up and you're going to paint this fucking egg. I don't know why. It just makes no sense. And Susie, you can keep knitting those socks, you dumb bitch. You're a woman.
You
shut
don't
up.
Get rights, but you as a centuries
later. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you born with a uterus? Shut the fuck up.
Susie, she's just, her eyes are going dark. She can't
woman,
see.
Woman, I swear to God, if you talk again either, I'm going to kill you. I came home without warm food on the table. I don't care that you had a colonoscopy. You shut your goddamn mouth.
What? The firelight is so dim. She's still sewing, like can't see, jamming needles into her fingers.
I stabbed my finger again. That's why you get.
And that's on you.
You're punished. We took your what is it called when they used to not stab their finger?
A thimble.
We took your thimble away because you wasn't being good, and you wasn't reading from the good book. When you start being good again, we'll give you thimble back.
She's like, okay.
My fingers. Like, what do you say? My fingers look like a poor fucking. Look like a cross.
Raw meat. Just blood oozing.
Now let's read from the good book. Happy Easter. Yeah. There's a bunny or something. I don't know.
Oh wait, I want to get about the rabbit part. Hares and rabbits had a long association with spring seasonal rituals because of their amazing powers of fertility, which is why, guys, spring is all about mating and bunnies, because they be doing the nasty real quick and having multiple kids.
Bunnies be fucking.
You know that. And German immigrants settled in Pennsylvania in 18th and 19th century. They brought this bunny tradition with them. The wild hares also became supplemented by more docile and domestic rabbit, and another indication of how the focus moved toward children, Easter bunny. As
Christians, they're like, it's about fertility and having sex. Let's make this about children.
Kids. Hold Let's on. Bring them into this. This is nasty.
Let's pause.
It's problematic.
Before we make that transition, and let's maybe figure a few things out before we go from fertility to making it about children. I get about making children, but let's not make it about making babies, with children.
And I agree wholeheartedly.
They're like, it is I can see how that's problematic.
Right.
A happy bunny that gives eggs. Hold on. Oh. Where did the eggs come from?
Shouldn't it be a large duck of some sort? They're like, no.
They're like, that makes too much sense. Get out of here.
That's too confusing.
You're put on the chocolate Christian cycle. Get out of here.
Get out of it with your cross. Last thing. Christians celebrated the festival in spring, commemorating Jesus's resurrection. The familiar sights of the Easter Bunny and Easter egg served as a reminder of the holiday's very ancient origins outside of the Christian tradition. That is some little fun facts about that. We're going to read, as you know, we love bad stories, good stories, all things in between. I've got a few links here, James. If you want to click one of them, we're gonna do
God more porn.
It's another one.
No, it's the other way around.
It's with Santa.
It's Mrs. Claus.
No.
Yeah, we both go to Santa Claus. It's Mrs. Claus and the Easter Bunny. She's like, you better bad bunny, bad.
She's just old and gnarled.
She's just spanking the shit out of the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. So these are gonna be Easter related stories. These are ones on Reddit, on different sites. You wanna start? I've been talking, so you go.
Someone just says, I have an Easter kink, ? What would that look like?
Someone did not say that.
They're sitting on eggs.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know what that would mean.
No, I think you get weird because it is a younger age holiday.
Real quick.
Sitting on eggs.
Maybe they're a furry vibrator for bunnies.
Oh.
An egg vibrator?
I wonder if there's weird Easter themed parties with
gotta be someone comes out dressed as an Easter bunny orgy with tiny whities on or something.
Hey, bunnies, we've been doing the Playboy bunny for years and years. The bunny is one of the sexiest creatures to dress up as.
I thought you were saying is one of the sexiest
animals,
period. I was like,
that's the cheetah.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Basically, any hot girl that puts on any animal is going to look hot. Like, it's not like
she's a mole rat. She's a naked mole rat. You're she's naked and she's a mole
Nobody
rat.
Nobody actually puts on bunny stuff, though. They put on bunny ears. Not
and then white
teeth.
Right.
They're not like, arr. If some.
Oh, she's cute.
Some Victoria's Secret model comes down. She's like, arr. They're like, what the hell?
Just honkers.
Yeah.
Hair
look, I dated a couple girls that could be that Victoria's Secret model is all I'm saying. They could get them teeth.
Teething.
I'm all like, right. Is it
Easter? Easter?
Girl, you got them teeth. And she's like, I'm also laying eggs. And I'm like,
The cat and, I was going to say the cat and the rat, no. The cat and the hat, no. The cat and the bunny are the sexiest of the creatures to dress up at. And the elephant.
Cat? The elephant's like,
the bat. Vampire, okay. Read one of the things that does not say kink. This is what's the worst part about Easter is asking about it. Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Okay, read that one then.
Having to go to a family that has zero entertainment options and the worst internet I've ever experienced.
If you hate your family, absolutely.
Yeah. Especially if they're hyper religious and
you're not.
Or even worse, reverse it.
Yes.
I think it might be worse if you are super religious and you go to an entire family where nobody is. I think that might be worse.
I disagree.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like they're both
because
bad
you're
in
thinking.
Ways.
I disagree. I think it's the other way around. But regardless, it's still actually, uncomfortable because it's not.
Then everyone's looking at you being like judgy, like you're going to hell. And it's like multiple people, whereas the
you
one
don't
person
believe in
everybody
hell.
Else is bad.
Yeah.
Where the other way around, you're just sitting there like, why am I getting judged by 50 people?
Yeah. And the person who's not religious, who grew up religious, they know where that other person's thinking. But you don't know what they're thinking unless you've gone through a faith crisis.
That's the thing is, it's really funny to me whenever people are like, we don't think you're going to hell. I'm like, bitch, I know what you believe.
I literally taught it. You sounded just like Michael Blaustein right there. Bitch, I know.
Like, I know the doctrine. Like, maybe that's changed and that's fine, but I know what's
it's not changed. The doctrine cannot change. Quit. Nope. That's a joke. Nope. It's a joke what I just said.
I was going to say, don't say that because shit's changed.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't think that. I'm like, you don't have to think that, but I know what you're taught to think. So.
I'm
going to
title this episode Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday School. All right.
Did you think I'm going to fucking outer darkness?
Yeah.
At the celestial kingdom?
Yeah, we are. Apostates. It's fun when
nobody
you call
that's Mormon's like, what the fuck is outer darkness in the celestial kingdom?
Yeah, we got guys. We got one of the kindest messages. Shout out. I think her name is Shannon. Shout out to you, our new friend, who said, hey, we listened to I Have to Call My Sister podcast. And she's like, I listened to your story about leaving Mormonism, all this stuff. And it was one of the nicest messages we've ever received.
I thought she called you a cunt.
She's like, listen up, you bitch. You dumbass bitch, outer darkness apostate, looking ass. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fake titty looking bitch.
Yeah, fake nose soon to be. I'm like, what? No, she was very nice. So thank you. It's always kind because most people are not, which is fun.
Yeah.
She listens.
Did she listen to ours as well because
she
of
now
that, of
has,
episode?
Yeah. Now she said,
okay,
I
awesome.
Your episodes. Thank you. Bro.
Thank you. Every time anyone gives us a shout out, we're probably going to shout you out on the episode. We love getting them.
Yeah. Really?
Because we're narcissistic fucks.
Okay. What's the worst part about Easter? Someone says, all the boiled eggs you have to eat.
Yeah.
A lot.
I've been saying a lot of swears on this.
Yeah.
Frick boiled eggs, right to heck.
Yeah.
Right to darn it.
You know what? Do you like boiled eggs or no?
No.
Not even one.
I don't like boiled eggs ever.
So the smell is foul and it just stinks up your fridge. I like a boiled egg occasionally, but when you got a dozen because they're fun, guys, just trash them.
Yeah.
Just trash them if you don't want to eat them. But then I'm like, my husband is sweating listening to this. He's like, don't waste. I'm like, I would not because my kids like them, but they
You're like, I would
nasty.
Not, but I would,
but I
wouldn't,
did,
but
I
could,
but
I
could,
won't,
but
I shall.
Might.
but I painted it, but I don't give a heck darn it.
I don't darn heck it at all. All right, another one.
Tearing the house apart only to realize.
Lord. Praise be him. What's an Easter song? He is risen. He is risen. Let James collect his thoughts now. He is free.
Okay. Read me the question so I can answer in tandem. Go.
What question?
The question, the answer of the Reddit.
What question? Oh, I'm so
sorry.
What
are we reading? Lauren's like, what the fuck?
Where did I get here? What's the worst part about Easter, James?
You're tearing my house apart only to realize that cunt bunny rabbit skipped my house again.
No. He's pissed. Can you imagine a kid? Like, mother
He's
bitch.
He's like, son of a bitch! He's a full-grown adult. His wife's like, honey, you...
I didn't know you wanted to play the Easter game. I would have got some baskets.
What do you mean, play the Easter game? She's like, honey... You do this every Christmas too. You do understand. We leave the eggs. He's like, you stupid whore. He's like,
She's
my mother warned me about harlots like you.
She
told
like,
well,
me God that. Damn it. I didn't know. You were unaware.
Liars and sinners would go straight to hell, you dumb bitch. And she's like, oh my God.
And that's where religion becomes a problem. When we're slapping our wives out of the name of Jesus.
God said I could do it. There are many scriptures that say you can hit your wife. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I swear to God, one person writes it and says, name one. I'm going to start I'm gonna start throwing them. I'm gonna be like, also says to beat your slave, also says that you should sell your daughter.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
Talking about raping angels. Let's not do that.
I'm just saying it does say that. I think it's funny to just quote scripture out of context because you could just say random shit.
Well, yeah, with the Bible, you could pick literally any side to any argument. You just
my favorite thing ever is all of our YouTube videos and people just throw random scriptures on the bottom of them and I go, what? Like, what are you saying?
You do know how to quote scripture. That's
especially
what it
when
says.
they don't say what it says. They just say the scripture and I look
Leviticus
it up,
like, 5. You're like, what?
And I'm like,
does Leviticus have a 5?
It's like and it's like, and the angel saith to him, amen. I'm like, what? Are you saying amen to my very non-religious thing, or
you like me? We're friends now. They're like, no.
You trying to sleep with me? I literally sealed my penis
deck
with super glue. You gotta back the heck up, you darn it,
the
harlotin.
The pain. I mess with super glue in that area when I'm trying to fix something, and my fingers get stuck, and I'm like,
vagina.
No, God. I'm like,
John's like, why did you close off my favorite place to play?
You could have simply put a caution do not enter here instead. You literally sealed it up.
I was like, do you have any more glue? John's like, yeah. No. Why?
The pain. The suffering. The yeast infections that would come forth from that.
Yeah.
Oh, James, I can't believe you just said my favorite place
to
go.
John's like,
I
I'm
love
a surgeon.
The voice, how we always get high. Like, it always get 5 to be sad.
John's like, I gotta go get my scalpel. I gotta open this thing back up. No. Like, oh, because you're worried about my health? You do not mess with my favorite plaything.
That is so gross.
You know what you're getting into when you click on our episode.
Oh, this one. The worst thing, when you hide 48 eggs and the kids only find 47 and you've forgotten where you've hid the missing one, you know at some point in the coming week she'll be hit with the lawnmower or the trimmer and the smell will not be pleasant.
Yeah, I was going to say,
why are
who
they
hides boiled eggs? That is the dumbest shit.
Doing it wrong.
Do a chocolate one.
Yeah. Another one says diabetes. Listen, I'm all about the diabetes over here. Well, that's
if you don't
that's
eat candy
weird.
Throughout the whole year, it's not that big of a deal.
Unless you're I'm
hiding beers for my kids to find mixed in with the chocolate eggs. I'm like, remember, if you find the special golden egg, that's for daddy, and you bring it back to me. I'm just sitting out there like, hey, son, go look behind the trash cans. You didn't see one? Well, go look behind the fence. Oh, you didn't find one of the ones with money in it? But bring dad a Bud Light.
Bring
dad the Bud Light. Not gonna miss the eggs.
Can you
bring daddy a Bud Light? I swear to God. This one's getting warm and I'm running out.
This is a kid's holiday. And you're like, is it?
Bring me a goddamn beer.
Leviticus 5 says.
Leviticus 5 says if you do not please your father, he gets to throw rocks at you until you fucking bring me it. My wife's like, you're making daddy angry.
3-day prison back to Jesus. Bring it back to Jesus. If you're
I'm like, thank you.
And then he puts on his suit and goes to church. Yep.
Yeah. Then I go to his church and I'm like, I have never hit my child a day in my life. And they're like, why does he look like he has an egg-shaped bruise on his face? You mind your fucking business.
Everyone, so much violence and aggression in this episode.
Easter makes me violent. Highly religious holidays make me want to hit someone for some reason. Which one? Sorry,
pretending one.
Oh my god, this is so good. This is a two-parter. Pretending like the story of Easter isn't batshit crazy.
Wait, let me ask a question and then do it and then I'll edit it. What's the worst part about Easter? And he has been his 3-day prison.
Okay, sorry. Run it back. Leave all of these. All these can see it.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
What?
Give me the question. Give it, run it one more time. All that can say it.
Yeah, sure. What's the worst part about Easter, James?
Pretending like the story of Easter and Jesus isn't batshit crazy.
And then follow it up with that part two.
Actually, Jesus died for the Easter Bunny sins, so he could squeeze.
Hate it. I do.
Actually, Jesus died for the Easter Bunny sins, so he could squeeze out chocolate eggs for us all. Amen.
Kirby. Kirby, give it to Easter Bunny Frog.
Lecture me, Miss Piggy. on the third like, day.
Wait, the what's Easter Bunny's voice?
Miss Piggy's up here.
That's good. It's
Kermit, tell me why we celebrate Easter. Miss Piggy. We celebrate Easter because Jesus died on the third day. So that we could actually get chocolate eggs. Well, that's crazy. Forgive them, Jim Henson, for they know not what
Did
they
do. Just look
do.
Up his name.
Jim Henson is the creator of the Muppets.
Hilarious and true Easter disasters.
Right
there was an Easter disaster. All right. This one says, I'm a pastor and had a kitty.
I would say the truest Easter disaster was the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior. That's an Easter disaster.
Yeah, guys. Wow.
My side hurts.
Yeah, it really was. This one says, I'm a pastor and had a kidney stone attack 1 hour before service. Ended up in the ER. This one cracks me up.
He's like, I want to praise God. Oh, my God. And they're like,
amen.
He's really feeling it. He's like, amen. Someone call me an ambulance. Like, that's right. He's from the Holy Ghost. He's taking it out. No, please, God, someone call me an ambulance. Amen. Everyone stop. Uh-huh. Stop praising Jesus.
No, amen. Amen.
Nope.
Why would we stop?
Because I have a hernia and there's a rock trying to get to my urethra after I super glued it shut.
They're like,
for Lent.
Oh, Lord. This is just two words. Easter rapture, aka we once did a Revelations themed Easter production. There was fire. Never again. They're like, and everyone will burn. Everyone's like.
That's crazier than a Muppet. Like,
absolutely. People do that too, though. They'll act out the crucifixion. That's wild.
I've been to one. Did you know that in the Philippines, they actually during...
I do know because Joseph told us.
Yeah, they actually crucify people. They will nail people to crosses and leave them there. So that way they can be close to Christ. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he did that so that you don't have to do that.
Yeah, that's where it gets really wrong. They do. Yeah, our brother served a 2-year LDS mission in the Philippines and said it was like riots, like insane how crazy. And they were like telling people to not leave their houses because they would take was it a volunteer or they'd assign a random?
No.
Like, unlucky man.
We choose you. It's like, please, no. And then like the mayor washes his hands. He's like, I wash my hands from this, whatever you guys do to him. And they crucify some poor kid. He's like, please, no.
No, but they would tie them up.
People
and
do
nail
it because.
Them.
People volunteer because they want to like signify that they are close
to
Christ.
It's like when they whip themselves, like people that whip themselves because they want to feel the lashings of what Jesus went through. Guys, that stuff is not good. Do not harm yourself.
Easter weekend in Ecuador was crazy too. Like it was crazy. One time my companion and I, we were walking home and it's like riots. Like I don't understand what it has to do with Jesus, but all of a sudden we look over and there's a full-on body being like lifted through the crowd. And we're like, oh my God, like wrapped in like a mummy stuff. And we're like, oh, we didn't know if he was alive. He was a real person because like an arm was falling out. And we're like, like it was crazy.
Guys,
we turned around and hightailed it.
Get a new one.
We turned around and ran in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And this is also. Get him! And this was also the area that was like crazy dangerous. And like 5 minutes later, we heard like a gunshot. We're like, hopefully that wasn't in that crowd of people.
Oh.
Some crackhead's like, pick me up.
Pick me.
All right. Someone said, I played Jesus one time for sunrise service. The cross was on top of a huge hill.
See, they're acting it out. That's wild.
Hold on. Where's part two?
I told you.
Damn. Well, this guy played Jesus.
I remember seeing it, though. It was like he read it and then I'll finish it.
Yeah, I mean, I read everything that was on there. He said he played Jesus for sunrise service. There was a giant hill. There was a cross. And then I think they put him on the cross.
It says, when it was time for me to carry the cross, basically he fell off the cross and ended up falling down into the audience.
They're like, Jesus! Have no fear. Jesus is here and bleeding.
Oh, God.
From my scraped knee.
Yeah, the organist's face and half of her top lip doubled in size because lilies were placed near her music sheets.
Oh,
allergy.
My.
She's like, just like injections. Please. I'm going to do a clip where
she's like, I'm feeling this.
Pretend
spirit.
To play the piano and sing a song. And I'm going to do a filter of your lips. Just be normal.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
He is risen. He is risen.
Just like the top half of my lip.
All right. This is pick one more. Oh, no. That's the part two, James. Part one. Go below it and finish it. Yeah. It says come off the cross.
Two.
Yeah.
I came off the cross. The Roman soldier was supposed to catch me, dropped me, and I rolled down the hill. Once I reached the bottom, I had to be dragged off like a dead deer by one Roman soldier and a shepherd. They're dragging the dead body of Jesus. He's just like, exit stage
dead.
That's
not how the story goes. Oh,
I remember the part where the shepherd hit him in the crotch on accident with his cane.
And speaking of crotch, this is the last story. A pastor proclaimed, "We are here to celebrate the erection of Jesus Christ." An old lady screamed. Well, guys, I hope you've
like,
enjoyed this
sacrilegious
Sunday.
He is risen. He's also erect, which also means risen in a very different way.
Honestly, when we record episodes, in my brain, I'm like, yeah, edit that, keep that, that'll stay in, cut that. I don't know what to do with this episode.
Keep it all, baby.
Literal fear.
Martin's like, this is my hell. This is my crucifix
purgatory.
To carry. This is my cross to bear. Oh my God.
Guys, this has been a sacrilegious service. I'm gonna put that in the description.
Brought to you
sacrilegious
by sort of kind of Sunday. Sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Sort of kind of sacrilegious Sunday. Not so family-friendly podcast.
And we could like make a little jokes here and there. Because you know
guys,
what? Jesus would laugh. Because Jesus, well, some
Jesus would laugh at that, guys. We know he would. And here's why. Because Jesus gave us all our sense of humor. If we are made in, don't look at me like that. If I am made in God's image and I have a sense of humor, God clearly gave me my sense of humor.
And also,
I'm just saying,
we all can laugh at ourselves. Can he not laugh at himself?
He can.
As well?
I know he can.
I know he's good. He's
go
a
watch
guy.
The Chosen. That man laughs himself all the time in that show.
Y'all want clearly, a good Jesus show? Watch The Chosen.
The Chosen. That show's good. And also, it's a great representation of Christ. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He knows that he has a very important mission, but he's like, I'm a dude. I'm a guy.
I'm a dude.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna hang out. We're gonna go play with the kids in the water. I'm gonna be funny. Yep. I'm gonna laugh. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Clearly, if I have a sense of humor, there's a reason that I have a sense of humor. So,
yeah.
If you don't like that, that's too bad. Don't listen to Sort of Kind of Funny. But you got this far into it, so clearly you like our sense of humor.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna
get some
whack emails after this. And honestly, I'm here for it, baby girl.
James is excited about it.
I love them.
I don't even know what clips to do. I just know. Guys, I hope you have a great Easter season. Whatever that looks like, if you're celebrating the new sexy goddess, Istra.
God, she's hot.
There you go. And then if we're celebrating the bun or the Jesus, whatever you're choosing to do or nothing.
The Jesus.
Whatever you want to do, I hope you have a good one with it. And enjoy some sugar. If you don't, just go get a chocolate cross.
It is what it is. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Easter weekend. It's Thursday, so you guys got 3 days until Easter. Three days until Sunday. Guys, go out and get your margarita mix for maybe you have a little celebration this Easter. Have a margarita. You can do virgin. They're still good.
Yeah.
And then
he
toast
did
us.
Rise.
He
it's
did
not
rise.
All about the sad of him dying.
No.
Yeah.
No, the sad part already passed. That was a week ago.
Not
a week ago. That was on Friday. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining. We love you lots. Shoot us a text message if you thought of anything you want us to do or any stories that you guys had for Easter so we can add them into next week's episode or sometime soon. Follow us on the pod, Sort of Kind of Funny Pod, on all the Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and then Sort of Kind of Funny everywhere else, guys. Go listen to it again. Go listen to it on Apple.
Do it again.
Yeah, that was funny. Share it with someone. If you guys almost crashed a car laughing at this episode, so did we. And we laughed hard. Lauren and I chuckled. We got a good chuckle this week.
A few.
So anyway, guys, we'll see you next week, and text me if you would like to hang out.
Bye.
Oh my God. All bye. Right. No, this is Miss. This is more like Kermit. Text me if you want to hang out.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.